Pedro. Keep your eyes on the road.
Oh, Veronesa. For 10 years I have driven a taxi in Rome. I know the city like my own cellar. Besides, it's so late at night, there is no traffic.
It wouldn't make any difference to you if there was.
Oh, Veronesa, do not be so serious. Come, sing a song with me.
Oh, no, Pietro. It's late and I'm tired.
But I'm your favorite taxi driver. Come, Veronesa, one chorus, huh?
Well, all right, but keep your mind on the driving.
La, 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 la.
Assignment 6 began in a nightclub in Rome. I had left Germany for good. Our counter-espionage ring in Berlin had blown up. I was operating alone as a singer in the club Ulpia near the Foro Romano. A week ago, even before I had finished my song, I noticed a man seat himself at my table, a table at the edge of the tiny dance floor, a table which was invariably reserved for me alone. This is my table, signor. Men do not sit at it without an invitation.
Then, please, Baroness, extend that invitation. I have to discuss with you a matter of great urgency. Please, 3 minutes. Then, if you wish, I will leave.
Very well. 3 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Erich Kimka. I am German. I am presently employed by the Italian Mint. It is imperative for my wife and me to get out of Rome at once.
What are you afraid of? Your hands are trembling.
I am afraid for my life, Baroness. I have in my possession a secret of such immense importance that it could well decide Italy's future in the war.
What has that to do with me?
Will you have some wine, Baroness? I am not being forward, believe me. I know you are of the Hungarian nobility, but these are strange times, please.
Yes, if you wish.
Thank you. Waiter, some wine here, please.
You were saying, Herr Kemka.
I wish to sell you a secret which...
Sell it?
I know you are an allied agent, Baroness. And believe me, your government would consider the price very reasonable.
How much?
100,000 Swiss francs.
Surely you don't expect me to buy it blindly.
No.
The wine. Nobody's going to hurt you. Sorry, Rudolfo. Thank you.
Thank you, waiter. Oh, take it out of this, please.
To your health, Herr Kemka.
Thank you, Baroness.
Now tell me, what is this all about?
It is a secret. A secret so fantastic that you will not believe it.
Well, if I don't believe it, I won't buy it.
I cannot tell you now. But if you will come to my apartment in the morning, here's my card.
Right.
Erich Kemka, 10 Piazza Chiesa Nuova.
Mm-hmm.
It is beside the library, apartment 2. The telephone is 41708.
Thank you.
Baroness, what I know can ruin Italy. This I will prove to you in the morning. Will you give me 5,000 now? Tomorrow, the rest, after you see the proof.
Oh, will you wait a moment while I get my purse?
Certainly, Baroness.
Is that 41708?
Yes.
Does Erich Kemka live there?
Yes, but he is not in. I believe he went to the Club Ulpia. This is Frau Kemka speaking.
You are his wife?
Yes. Is there a message?
Tell me, what is your address?
10 Piazza Chiesa Nuova. Who is this?
Thank you. I will call later. Herr Kemka, I decided to trust you. Here is your 5,000 francs. If this secret is worth what you say it is, You will get the rest in the morning.
Thank you, Baroness.
And now I have to sing. Will you excuse me?
May I finish my rhyme? I will leave before you return to your table.
Of course. Good night, Herr Kempka.
Good night.
Thank you very much. And now I should like to sing for you one of my very favorite songs called Wie, wie, nur du allein. From somewhere in the smoky room, a gun had been fired. I felt one of the bullets graze my hair. Instantly, the lights went out. And when order was restored, Erich Kempka had vanished. The next morning, I contacted my assistant, the only other Allied operator in Rome whom I trusted. Victor was a Roman, but he had been brought up in America. U.S. intelligence had just recently sent him back to Italy. He was a young man, and a man of many talents. He drove me to Herr Kempka's house.
What was the address again?
10 Piazza Casanova.
I see. You say you gave him 5,000 francs.
You know, there is something about Kempka that makes me believe him.
Like what?
His fear. Victor, I have never saw a man so terrified. He shook. He could hardly drink his wine. And he left without getting his change from a 10,000 lira note. Victor, that car! Watch out!
Esta de Porto!
It was deliberate. Deliberate.
Why, he came right at me.
I know, I saw it. It was deliberate.
Did you notice his license, Karen?
No. It happened so fast,
You're getting famous, Karen. That's twice in 12 hours somebody's tried to kill you.
I knew Kempka was telling the truth. This is something vital. I have a feeling
wait,
that...
Wait. There's number three.
Yes.
Five. Seven.
There it is. The one with the big door.
Let me go in first, Karen.
I started it. I'll finish it.
Watch your step.
Thanks.
Fancy place, isn't it?
Yes.
A courtyard and a fountain.
Apartment 2. There it is.
Ah. A bottle of Asti says Mr. Kempka is out.
I'll take that bet.
He's probably still spending your 5,000 francs.
No, I'm sure he wasn't pretending. His terror was so awful.
Well, at any rate, he's not in.
Try the door.
All right. It's open. Herr Kempka!
There is nobody home.
I don't think we should just walk in, do you?
Oh, Victor, look.
What?
Look over there.
Is that him?
Yes.
Right through the head.
What's in his hand?
Wait a second. It's a 10,000 lira note.
Let me see it.
Karen, this is no place for us.
Wait a minute.
Please, Karen, let's not get mixed up in anything.
Look at his clothes.
What?
His suit's brand new, not even wrinkled. And his shoes, the strap on his watch, it's hardly been worn at all.
What are you doing?
Just seeing where he bought his shoes. Take his watch off. Take it off, I said.
All right, Kevin, but let's get out of here. This is a job for the police.
Why would he have 10,000 lira note in his hand?
I don't know. And, Kevin, the money's new, too. Look, it's wrinkled, but it's crisp clean. Wait a minute. I think maybe I've got it. New money, new shoes, new watch. He must be passing counterfeit money. It must be. He can't go around changing 10,000 lira notes, so he buys something for 1,000 in order to get good money and change.
Did you get his watch?
Yes. Look, let's clear out of here.
I wonder where his wife is.
Oh, he's married?
Yes. I talked to her on the telephone. He knew this was going to happen. He knew last night someone would try to kill him.
He looks harmless enough now.
That he knew a secret, Victor. A secret worth 100,000 Swiss francs. I couldn't get Erich Kempka out of my mind. He had been afraid, terribly afraid. We couldn't locate his wife. Victor watched the house all day, but she did not return. I knew there was more to this than just a small-time passer of counterfeit money. What had his secret been? What secret could be worth 100,000 Swiss francs and be so vital as to affect the war effort of Italy? I was determined to find out. First, I went to the store where Erich Kempka had purchased his new shoes. And it seems there had been a fire. Excuse me, officer. Where is Paracchini's?
The two chapels, signorina?
Yes.
This is what's left. There was a fire early this morning.
Was anyone hurt?
The owner is Signor Cardozzi.
Are any of the employees around?
Si, over there. The short girl with the light.
Yes.
She wrapped the parcels, eh?
Thank you.
Do not go too close to the building, please.
Signorina. Signorina.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes. How did the fire start?
Oh, I do not know. Early this morning, 5 o'clock, they say.
You see, I'm trying to locate a man named Kemka, Erich Kemka. He bought shoes here very recently. Did you know him?
No, signorina. I only left for the parcels.
Who looked after the money?
All money was handled by Signor Cardozzi. He's the third.
Good afternoon, signorina. May I help you?
Yes. I'm trying to find out about this watch.
Si, signorina?
It was bought here.
Si, it is one of our best sellers.
Would you by any chance remember the man who purchased it?
Oh, signorina, we have many customers.
You mean you keep no record of your sales?
Well, unless it was a charge account, signorina.
Would you mind looking?
What name, signorina?
Kemka, Erich
Kemka. Kemka?
What? What's the matter?
I do not know who you are, but please, please. There is something going on with this man.
Oh, please tell me. Please do. I promise no one will know you have talked to me.
Well, late yesterday,
yes,
just as we were closing, uh-huh, two men came in and at the point of a gun demanded money.
You were robbed?
No. They took 6 10,000 lira notes. They gave me others in exchange.
I don't understand.
They examined all of the money I had taken in during the past 3 days. Only the 10,000 lira notes. They took 6, put them in an envelope. They did not steal them. The big one gave me 60,000 lira from his pocket. And, signorina, they ask me the same question. Did I know anything about a man named Erich Kemka?
The shoe store had been burned. The shop where he purchased his tie in the Corso Vittorio was closed. There were heavy boards nailed across the door and a sign marked, "Closed by government order until further notice." Closed by government order. Every single clue as to what had happened to Erich Kemper during the 48 hours before his murder led to nothing. Late that night, after my last show at the Club Ulpia, I took a taxi home. As usual, Pietro, my favorite driver, had waited for me. He felt it part of his job to see me safely home each night. Pietro, your eyes on the road.
Oh, Veronessa, for 10 years I have driven a taxi in Rome. I know the city like my own cellar. Besides, there is no traffic.
It wouldn't make any difference to you if there was.
Oh, Veronessa, do not be so serious. You are too young to be sad. Come, sing a song with me, eh?
Oh, no, Pietro, it's late and I'm tired.
But I'm your favorite taxi driver. Come, Veronessa, one chorus.
Well, all right. But keep your mind on your driving.
La 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 la.
I'll get the doctor.
No, Veronessa. The bullet is...
A bullet from the blackness of the Roman night and Pietro was dead. A kindly, warm-hearted friend dead. From a bullet intended for me. I spent a sleepless night going over what I knew about Erich Kemka. What had been his secret? That was his wife. Why had she disappeared? Why were the 10,000 lira notes so important? The next morning, I got in touch with an official in the Italian mint. Kemka had told me he worked there.
I have heard you sing many times at the Club Ulpia, Baronessa. Many times.
Thank you, Commendatore Orsini.
Is there some way in which I may be of service?
Yes. I'm trying to trace one of your employees.
Ah. May I ask why?
Well, I'm curious about him.
Oh, surely one of the most sought-after women in Rome does not have to pursue her romance?
You forget yourself, Commendatore.
My apologies, Baronessa. What is his name?
His name is Kempka.
Kempka?
Do you know him?
Excuse me, Baronessa. I will be back in a few minutes.
I waited in the office. It was magnificently furnished. Suddenly, I noticed that the front drawer in the desk was slightly open. It was easy to open it a little more. There were 10,000 lira notes. Hundreds of them, all brand new. Why? Why does an official of the Italian Mint keep his desk drawer stuffed with money? The 10,000 lira notes.
Baronessa, I'm going to give you some advice. Forget about Erich Kempka. Forget you have ever heard the name.
But why? Why is this mystery about an ordinary little man?
He was not an ordinary little man. He was one of our most trusted employees.
Was?
He resigned.
Why?
Baronessa, keep your beautiful nose out of the Kempka affair.
He knew something, didn't he?
I repeat, Baronessa, forget him. Otherwise, something unfortunate may happen to you. Now go home and stay home.
But Commendatore Orsini, why, he's one of the most prominent citizens in Rome.
Yes, but when he talked about Kempka, he was a past tense.
Even so, he just couldn't have murdered Kempka. It seems impossible.
Then why did he suddenly go white when I mentioned Kempka's name?
I don't know.
He jumped up and ran out of his office. The drawer in his desk is stocked with brand new 10,000 lira notes.
Look, Ken, let's give it a rest for a while. Why don't you try to get some sleep?
All right.
You look exhausted.
I am.
Okay, I'll run along. I'll see you at the club around 10.
All right.
And lock this door, will you?
I will.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Hello. Looking for someone?
Will you step aside, young man?
If it's the Baroness, she's out.
The Baronessa is not out.
Sorry, she told me so herself.
I am the Commendatore Orsini of the Italian Mint. I am ordering you to step aside.
Nice.
I will give you 5 seconds to get out of my way, and then... Oh. Gentlemen, this afternoon I was brutally assaulted in the hall outside this woman's apartment. I am certain Kempka told her the facts. Somewhere a pair of 10,000 lira notes are missing. All the others were recovered.
But why is this woman not dead? She thinks at a nightclub it should be easy.
We are dealing with a baronessa, not a jeweler or a shoe clerk. She is internationally known. She has many influential friends.
So have we. Are we not the three most powerful men in Italy?
Well, what do you say, Alberto? Oh, the finger across the throat. A peasant gesture. All right. Tonight, I will do it myself.
Piccolina, I run a nightclub, not a school for the police. Do not meddle, Karen. Orsini is a dangerous man.
Did you bring the money?
I do not want you to be.
Did you?
Yes.
Let me see them quickly.
Karen, you are foolish. These are strange times in Rome, in all Italy. Mussolini...
Guido, let me see the money.
Here.
Is this all of them?
That is every 10,000 lira note I have taken in since last Monday.
Sorry to be late, Karen. There's still no sign of his wife. I've had someone watching the house all afternoon.
The both of you are the fools. You are meddling in something that is dangerous.
When you are through with the money, Karen, bring it to my office, eh?
Victor.
Yes?
They traced his shoes, his watch. But they can't trace wine.
What do you mean?
I suddenly remember that when Kempka talked to me here, he'd ordered wine.
Yes.
He paid for it with 10,000 lira note. He even forgot his change. In this bundle is every 10,000 lira note the club has taken in since last Monday.
Have you got the one you found on Kempka?
Yes.
Then we compare them, right?
Right.
All right. How about this one?
No. I wish we knew what we were looking for.
This one?
No. I know it has something to do with... Victor, look.
What?
That's the one.
Hmm?
This one we found in Kepka's hand. That one he spent for wine. Look at them.
You mean... What are they both the same?
Yes.
They're identical.
Uh-huh.
But Karen, it can't. This is unbelievable. This could ruin Italy.
That was his secret.
Do you realize what this will mean once people find out? It'll wreck the whole country.
That's what we are here for.
What are you going to do?
Tomorrow morning, every newspaper in Italy will headline this story.
Karen, you want it on the telephone.
Thank you, Guido. Wait here. I'll be right back.
Right.
Hello? Hello?
Hang up, Baronessa. Quickly, hang up. This is no time for fooling, Baronessa. You will come with me quietly or I will cut your throat like a chicken.
So, Commandatore Orsini is a murderer.
You will take my arm and walk quietly out to my car. If necessary, I am quite willing to be arrested for your murder.
Even through my clothes, I could feel the point of his knife. We got into his car and tore through the streets of Rome at breakneck speed. It was when we reached the Appian Way that I saw the lights of Victor's coupe in the rear vision mirror.
Could that coupe possibly be following us? I wonder. This is a trick, Baronessa. Never try to race. It is much easier to let one's pursuer pass one. Come, Baronessa. Your head on my shoulder.
I won't.
The Orsini name is as good as yours. That's better. Now, who would suspect you are being kidnapped? You see, he never noticed. He thought we were lovers.
Where are you taking me?
My country house. I seldom use it now except for affairs of a delicate nature. Affairs like this.
I will tell you nothing. Nothing.
Stay standing, Baronessa, perfectly still against the wall. Don't move. I was clumsy with Kemka, but that was because I was not at home with a gun. Tonight is different. Swift. Still. Scream if you wish, Baronessa. This house is empty. There are no neighbors.
You monster.
Erich Kemka stole a bundle of 10,000 lira notes. We have recovered all of them except two. Where are they?
They are quite safe. Whether you will kill me or not, every paper in Rome will publish this story in the morning.
Have you ever seen a knife throwing act, Baronessa? No? Stand perfectly still.
No.
Surely, Baronessa, you do not want to die so cheaply. 2 10,000 lira notes. Who has them? Someone at the club? Tell me where they are.
I will never tell you.
The next knife will go through your arm, Baronessa. I will not kill you quickly as I did at Kemka. Your death will be slower.
In the name of heaven, who are you?
I am Erich Kempka's wife. For days I have sat in this house. I knew he killed my husband. When he admitted it, I shot him.
Well, it's in every paper now, Karen. Headline 6 inches high. Prices of everything are soaring.
Everybody will want double salary.
Right.
Twice as much for goods. We couldn't have done more for the Allied war effort if we bombed Italy to rubble.
Runaway inflation.
It happened in Germany during the 20s. A loaf of bread was 1 million marks. You needed a suitcase to carry the money for a pair of shoes.
And it will happen here.
Within a week.
You know, I always thought the men could print money anytime it liked.
For every piece of paper money, they need so much gold. Otherwise, the paper money isn't worth...
The paper it's written on?
Exactly.
I'd never have noticed the serial numbers were the same on those two notes, I tell you that.
The two notes became one note. Kemka made off with a bundle of them. They had to kill him.
Murdered for 2 10,000 lira notes.
Printed in duplicate.
You have just heard Ilona Massey as the Baroness Karen Gazer in another transcribed drama of intrigue and espionage before and during World War II. Here she is with a clue for you about next week.
Next week, an experience I had in Switzerland. The terrifying story of Operation Das. And of a wonderful friend whom I have never seen since. Operation Das is a story which has been until now top secret.